Hamas terrorist's mother says Jews are our enemy after son's deadly attack, calls to devour them with our teeth. By Joshua Klein on May 9, 2023. Following a deadly terrorist attack in Israel that left three members of a Jewish family dead last month, the terrorist's mother spoke out, praising her son's actions while calling to devour the Jewish enemy with our teeth. In an interview with the Palestinian Quds news agency that aired on Sunday, the mother of Hamas terrorist Hassan Qahtani boasted about her son's terrorism after he murdered British Israeli Lucy D along with her two daughters in a shooting attack last month. "He loved martyrdom," his mother said. "He would say to me, day and night, 'Mom, I want to be martyred.' He would kiss my hand and say, 'Pray to Allah that I will be martyred.' Praise be to Allah for granting him what he wanted," she added. The mother turned to discussing the Jewish enemy, claiming that courageous people cannot accept what they have done to the Palestinian people, while calling to fight them with all means at their disposal. "We should fight, the Jews, with our children, with our money, with our families, with our fingernails. We should devour the Jews with our teeth because they banished us," she said. "The Jews are our enemy from beginning to end," she added. Last month, two British Israeli sisters were shot dead at the hands of Islamic extremists. Their mother, who was also injured during the shooting, died days later. The members of the D family were on a holiday drive through northern Samaria to visit the city of Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee when gunmen ambushed their car, forcing it off the road and then raking it with bullets. Their anguished father, Rabbi Leo D, delivered a heart-wrenching eulogy calling for national unity in a time of division and urging those present to focus on gratitude for what they had, rather than what they had lost. Last week, Israel killed Qahtani along with two other terrorists responsible for the D family murders in a joint operation in Nablus. Last month, a violence-themed musical broadcast on Palestinian Authority, PA, television called to fight Israelis everywhere with blood and stones. Israel is currently suffering threats on multiple fronts, including threats from Iranian terrorist proxies like Hamas, while also suffering internal dissent at home that is being amplified by the left-wing opposition and the military establishment. On Tuesday, in response to recent rocket fire toward Israel, Israel killed three senior commanders of the Iran-backed Islamic Jihad terrorist group in targeted airstrikes. Meanwhile, Michigan Congresswoman and far-left squad member Rashida Tlaib is scheduled to host a congressional event to mark the Palestinian Nakba catastrophe, a term used by Palestinians to refer to the creation of the Jewish state. Palestinian parents have frequently been documented expressing pride over terror attacks committed by their children. Recently, the mother of 16-year-old would-be murderer Munasir al-Shawa advised him on how to prepare for his murderous activities after she discovered his plans to carry out a terror attack against Israeli Jews. "I laughed and told him, 'Do you think being a martyr is something trivial? Go bathe, pray, bow down to Allah and then there might be a chance that Allah will agree to accept you, as a martyr,'" she said. "The following night he came back to me as a martyr," she added. "Praise Allah." Munasir had opened fire on Jewish worshippers and their Israeli guards at the Joseph's Tomb holy site. The Israelis returned fire and killed him. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.